The Association of West Kootenay Rock Climbers, TAWKROC, is celebrating a unique edition this month. The nonprofit group that is known for preserving and even purchasing rock climbing sites around the Castlegar area will be holding a grand opening for its new outhouse at the Waterline Walls climbing area near 14th Avenue in Castlegar. The opening will coincide with Tokrok's annual climbing festival taking place September 14th, 15. The Waterline Walls property is owned by TAWKROC and maintained for free use by the public. The group installed a porta-potty at the location for the past few years as a trial before building the permanent outhouse. The outhouse was designed and built by Crestova-based Kaelin Design Build. The project was completed thanks to funding from Columbia Basin Trust, Castlegar Rotary, Tech and a BC Community Gaming Grant. Additional money came from TAWKROC fundraising efforts. Fall Festival. This year's climbing festival features two components: a family-friendly climbing day and an adult-oriented storytelling event. On Saturday, September 14th, the action will start at the Waterline Walls climbing area at 11 a.m. This family-friendly event includes supervised top rope climbing by Summit Mountain guides, a barbecue lunch, some climbing area maintenance, and general climber socializing. On Sunday, September 15th, a ticketed event will take place at the Royal in Nelson. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. and the Tall Tales show starts at 7 p.m. The event is an evening of storytelling by three local adventurers, Jonathan, J.T. Croston, Fred Thiessen, and Jim Seveny. Tickets will be available at the door. The cost is $10 for TAWKROC members and $15 for non-members. Memberships will also be available at the door at $10 for 1 year. TAWKROC membership fees go towards maintaining local climbing areas. TAWKROC says its purpose is to encourage and promote the stewardship and preservation of public access for rock climbing sites in the West Kootenay. Society activities include promoting environmentally sensitive standards for new and existing cliff and mountain areas through best practice guidelines, and overseeing and funding trail and route development and maintenance.